This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know how to respond when your questions outnumber your answers. Recently, we talked about Job's story. We discussed how he was a man of great character and wealth and how he always turned away from evil. Yet one day, Satan told God that Job was only faithful because God had blessed him with so much. Satan said to God, "If you take it all away, he will surely curse you." God replied, "Very well, take everything away from Job, just do not touch his life." Satan took away Job's possessions, his children, and even his good health by inflicting his body with these very painful sores. Yet even under these horrific conditions, Job refused to curse God. So as I further look at the passage, I also see that Job is operating with a lot of unknowns. First, he had no idea about the conversation God had with Satan. Second, he was in the dark about why he was even being tested in the first place. Sometimes we are inclined to place a logical spin on things. In other words, we think that something is happening to us because of something we did or didn't do. Yet that wasn't the case for Job, because God described him as a blameless and upright man. Things happen in our lives because God allows them to happen. The question is, how will you respond when your questions outnumber your answers? Job lacked answers, but remained faithful, and God restored everything for him even better than before. So as you think about that, remember these words, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Hebrews 11:6. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, trust him always.